Hello.
Hi, Christine. Christine?
Mm-hmm.
This is Roy from ADT. I'm just calling to let you know that there's no alarms being tripped at your house currently.
Well, I would hope not. I'm in my house, and I don't hear any coming off.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't hear it because there's no alarms happening right now. There's no fires, no break-ins, nothing like that. Everything's fine.
Okay. Who are you?
I'm with ADT.
Okay.
We're calling. It's a new service we offer. We're calling our customers every hour or two, and we're just going to let you know that everything's fine.
We're not your customers.
Oh, yes, you are.
Hey, honey. We got a guy on the phone that says that we're customers of ADT, the alarm service. Is that right? Yeah, here, pick this one up. This one's good. I like this. Go ahead and explain this to my husband.
I don't want to. Your husband sounds like an
asshole.
He even
knows my name, by the way.
Sounds like
an
asshole.
Never had ADT at this house, so thanks for your try. But, I mean, and we're perfectly fine with their security in our house, so appreciate the offer and have them take us off your list, please.
Hey, it's not a list, motherfucker. It's not a list. You're a customer already.
Hey, listen, dipshit. Don't call me in my fucking house and call me a motherfucker.
I don't have
ATT in my house.
I'm going to go ahead.
It's not
ATT.
I've
never had ATT in my house for my security system.
It's not ATT, stupid.
Dipshit. I hope this is fucking recorded, and I hope fucking your boss bust your balls about it.
No, it's not. This is a joke.
It's not a joke.
Never fucking call me or anybody else their house and call them motherfucker.
Hey, tell your wife to shut the fuck up.
No, we don't have to shut the fuck up. You called our home uninvited.
You fucking telemarketing dipshit. Go fuck yourself.
I'm not a telemarketer, you retard.
And we will be calling. Trust me, I am a bitch from hell, and I will find out who you are and what you're doing.
No, you won't.
Trust me on that, you little prick.
I'm just...
Go swallow some cum, you little faggot.
Whoa. Whoa. Thank you, Jeff, for that intro song. Hey, everyone, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. This is episode 541. It's brought to you by Lord and Lady of Veggies, David J., Micro Corgi, Rumpled Foreskin, and Jamie F. Those are the sponsors of today's episode. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show. Also, thank you to people who've signed up recently, like Lee and Ryan S., Alan O., Big Mike, Mank Deems, This is Jimmy, Ocular Pat Down, Rick B., Jason H., David and Glenn F. and B. Nasty. I appreciate everyone that's been signing up and supporting the show lately. That sure is nice of you. Those are just a few of the many people who didn't have to wait a whole 2 days for a new show yesterday because I released a hobosode yesterday, and I think I know where a good clip of yesterday's hobosode is that I could play real quick. Hobosode number 167, called Sheep Go to Heaven.
Lisa, yeah, you just call me a bitch.
Yeah, but
you
keep being a bitch.
Once again, this is a private number. This number actually goes to Go Fair, which is a business number. Do not ever call it again.
All right, hey, shut up. Listen.
No, you shut the fuck up. Kiss my fucking ass, you punk-ass little bitch.
Whoa.
Go home, let your wife bend you the fuck over and fuck you in the ass so you start changing your attitude.
That's just a small clip of yesterday's show. I think that one was from the request that Neil sent in. He wanted me to call one of his Facebook friends. And maybe he'll give us an update. Like, if she posts about that call on her Facebook, he can let us know how she felt about the call. Important news before we get started with today's show. Remember the phonetic alphabet that the PLA community helped me put together? Like, when people ask me to spell my name, I can make sure they understand by saying G is in gnome, E is in I, R is in Rwanda, B is in BBQ, I is in IOU, and L as in L-O-L. You know, it helps move things along a little bit quicker on phone calls. I redesigned that yesterday. It's a PDF now that you can print out. I had one before, but the design that I made on it before really sucked. It was just too big and the letters were too small. Now it comes in three different sizes. It looks just like the NATO alphabet thing. You know, the whiskey, tango, foxtrot people. Except ours is more fun. And I've put up the PDFs for download if anybody wants these. You know, you can hang them around your office or whatever. You can get these by going to phonelosers.com/alphabet. So everybody, please do that. Print out a bunch of extras. Give them to your friends. Everybody needs to use these. One more small bit of news. The PLA meetup for this coming September. It has an event page now. So if you want to go to that, I'm going to put the link to it right now in the show notes at snowplowshow.com. If you want to go there and let us know if you intend to show up or not. And you can post comments and questions and stuff like that on there. All right, let's do some calls right after this.
Who's got a crush on you?
Hello, hunks.
It's Dream Phone, the electronic game with the talking phone. To win, call guys, get clues, figure out which guy really likes you.
He's not wearing a hat.
Bye, guys. What'd he say?
My secret.
You.
He's not at the beach.
See you later.
Guys.
It's Dan. Dan, my man.
You're right. I really like you.
Yes.
Dream Phone, the hot electronic talking phone game.
It's for you.
I've got a request here from Barcode. He wants me to call a clown and accuse him of clowning around without a license. That's a good one, Barcode. I think I'm going to try something else first, though.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pop.
Oh, hey there. This is Gary from the Verizon Wireless.
Yeah, how are you?
Pretty good. I was just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number.
No.
What? What do you mean no?
You can't change my phone number.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just I was helping a customer, and I accidentally gave him your phone number. So I'm going to change yours to a new one. And
Right. No, that's not going to happen.
Oh, no, it's definitely... It's already happened. I'm actually calling you on your new phone number. It's changed already.
Okay, I need some more information then.
Yeah, it just happened. Sorry about this.
No. I'm thinking this is a hoax. It better be a hoax. He's saying they're changing my phone number at Verizon.
Why would it be a hoax? It doesn't make sense.
Like a practical joke or something, but... number for years and all my business is tied to it and everything.
Well, just tell them to call a new number. It's not a big deal. But I have the new number here.
It's a very big deal. Okay, what is the new number?
It's area code 808-517.
Yeah. Okay.
2158.
2158. And you're Gary?
Yep, Gary.
What's your last name?
Zherbel.
Z...
Zherbel.
Mm-hmm. With Verizon.
Yup.
Okay.
Yep, and I need to get back to my calls and stuff. I can't just sit here and talk all day. Sorry about that. And, tell everyone to call your new number.
Okay, let me talk to your supervisor.
Why do you need to talk to my supervisor?
If this is Verizon, I need to talk to your supervisor.
Okay. Let me just a minute. Let me get her.
Okay. Thank you. I bet that's the number that he's calling it.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Hi, Carol. And what's your last name?
You don't need that. What can I help you with?
Okay. Who do you work for?
Verizon Wireless.
Okay, and where is your office?
What can I help you with? What are you doing?
Gary Zherbel, whatever, just called me and said that he has to change my number, that he gave my number to someone else.
Oh, yeah, I see that here on the screen. It looks like your number belongs to a guy named Fred now.
Okay, so this is a hoax then, right?
What, the name Fred is a hoax?
No, the whole thing is got to be a hoax because I've had this number for 30 years, 20-something years. And it is my business number. Mm-hmm. And, okay.
People lose their numbers all the time. Area codes change. It's not a big deal. People deal with it.
Okay. So who is this really? Okay.
This is Carol from Verizon Wireless. Okay.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, if you don't believe me, just hang up the fucking phone, lady.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, now I know it's a...
Damn it. Whatever.
Mr. Clown Guy is just not going to believe it. But you know, what if I called other small business owners? Because I guess that's basically what a clown is. He's a small business owner or a home-based business or whatever. You know, people who depend on their phone numbers for business and tell them that their number's changing. Not because Carrot Top wants it or President Trump wants it. Just because, oopsie, I made a mistake. I typed in the wrong number on my computer and now their phone number is gone. I hate it when I do that. Let's give that a try.
Hey there, this is Carol from CenturyLink.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number.
Why are you changing our phone number?
I was helping this other customer, and I accidentally gave him your phone number.
What number are you changing?
The one that I'm calling on, the 43...
You can't do that. This is our personal business phone number. That would be like $100,000 to $300,000 mistake.
Well, not for us. It's just $29
well,
to change.
We cannot have this. Who are you with?
I'm with CenturyLink. Yeah, I'm sorry. I gave it to this other guy. I was setting up his phone.
You can't. No, it is our number. It's our business phone number.
We've had this business for 12 or 15 years.
Who's that in the background?
It is established with our company.
Who's that yelling? Tell her to stop yelling.
No way.
Look, I've already done it. Like, I just called you on your new number.
Well, we can't.
Ma'am. You cannot do it.
Ma'am,
you can call him back and give it to him.
Ma'am, you can stop yelling.
You can take it back with him. This is an established number with... Tree service. We've had this business for 15 years. You cannot do this. Our customers know this number. We have it in phone books. And we have it with all our business cards. There's no way in hell you can do it.
Ma'am, you need to just shut up, because I'm not even talking to you.
I am not going to shut up.
Ma'am, I'm calling to give you your new phone number. I have your
new... No!
Yes, I am.
I am telling you, this is not acceptable. We have had this phone number for 15 years. It's in all our advertisements, and it's on our business cards. It's in everything that we have for advertising, and that people know us by.
Be prepared.
For 15 years, we've had tree service. You cannot give this out.
Yeah, but people change their numbers all the time. It's not a big deal. Just change your business cards.
I don't give a shit what other people do.
Just change your business cards.
This has been an established number, like I just got done telling you, for 15 years with tree service. Call the customer back and change it with them. Not us. We've had this number.
But the other guy, he runs a tree service, too.
I don't give a flying rat's ass.
So
this is with tree service. And it's been with tree service for 15 years.
Anyway, I'm just kidding with you anyway. I'm calling to let you know that you get to keep your number for another 10 years. Congratulations.
Shit.
What do you mean by that? Oh, my God. For
one thing, I didn't mean to call as Carol. That was an accident. I just had the Carol machine turned on. Oops. But, yeah, they reacted a lot better than the clown did. I think I'm going to try some more of these. I'm calling up landscaping services, because they're usually independent business people that depend on their phone number for business. Apparently, according to that guy, it's worth $20,000. Is that what he said? It's a $20,000 mistake. I'm not sure where he gets that figure from. Maybe that's what it costs to advertise on the yellow pages. But, yeah, let's call up some more landscaping services and see how this goes.
Tree.
Hey there, this is Bob Dabalina from CenturyLink.
Okay.
And we're going to be changing your phone number today.
No, you're not.
What do you mean, no, I'm not? We're CenturyLink.
No, you're not.
Why are you telling me I'm not?
Because you're not.
Oh, no, we absolutely are. It's actually already been done. I just called you on your new phone number, and I'm calling to give you your new phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not want that? Well, shit. That was pretty much the exact opposite reaction of the previous lady. Maybe because I stumbled on my name, she figured I was full of shit. Or maybe she knows the name Bob Dabalina. That's probably what it is. I gotta be Steve Dave. That's much more believable.
Hello.
Oh, hey there. This is Gary from AT&T, you know, your mobile provider. And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number today.
My phone number?
Yeah, the phone number I'm calling you on, that's going to be changing today. You're getting
okay.
Yeah, you're going to get a brand new phone number. This one's not going to work anymore.
Which one is?
The one I called you on, the 13.
Oh, that's Kate's number. This is Caesar.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know. We're changing the number, though.
Well, wait until he says yes, because that's his number for a long time, and it's a business phone, so.
Yeah, but, you know,
business number.
I made a mistake in the computer, and I accidentally gave your number to somebody else, so I'm going to change it to something different.
Okay, hold on. Talk to Kay first. That's not me.
Okay, how do I talk to Kay?
Well, just when he answers, 7.
Yeah.
And well, he had a number for many, many years. Yeah, so I don't think he'll like that.
That's the number I called. How come he didn't answer?
Well, because we have forward into my phone. When he don't answer, calls come through my phone.
Oh, that seems sketchy. What are you guys, drug dealers?
No, we do a tree service.
Oh.
So he's not going to like when you say you're going to change his number, because that's our business.
His name's Kay?
If he doesn't have that number, we don't have any business.
Oh, no, you just change your business cards and, you know, change your ads and stuff. No biggie.
Oh. All right.
No
well,
biggie.
Well, just wait and talk to him. Just give him a call back.
Okay, and his name's Kay?
Yeah, well, You're calling, so if you're AT&T, you know his number, his name.
Well, no, you said K, like a girl's name.
No, Kate, C-A-D-E.
Oh, Kate, okay. All right, okay, I'm going to call back. Don't answer, I want Kate to pick up.
All right.
Don't pick up.
I won't, it's going to go to my voicemail, though.
Okay.
All right, try it again.
All right, I will. I'm going to try over and over. All right, he's going to warn Cade about all this, I think. I need to hurry.
Hello, this is Cade.
Oh, hey, Cade. This is Steve Dave from AT&T Wireless.
Hi.
Hey there. I'm calling to let you know we're changing your phone number today.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah,
my whole business depends on that.
Yeah, it's already done, though. I was setting up service for another customer, and I accidentally gave him your phone number.
I've had this phone number for 20 years almost.
Oh, yeah. He said he wanted something that spelled his business name, and I gave him this one, and then I didn't realize it was already assigned to you. So he has it now. He runs some kind of a landscaping business, I guess.
You're joking me, right?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about this, but I do have your new phone number here if you'd like that.
I'm sitting here looking at my customer sheets that I give to people, and it's got my phone number on it.
Oh, you're going to want to change that. Cause
I just did 10,000 copies of new ones.
Oh, well, that's you're going to have to change that. It's going to be a new area code and everything. I'm sorry about this.
This is unacceptable.
Well, cause if they call
you
that,
can't change my phone number. You can't change my phone number without my permission.
If they call that number, it's going to go to this other guy's landscaping business. What kind of business do you have?
I'm a general contractor and I've been in construction for 20 years.
Oh.
And you can't change my phone number.
Well, have you had the number for 20
Just
years?
Because I've had this number ever since I've had an AT&T phone. you're going to need to call your business department, tell them what you've done, and try to resolve the problem if you can.
No, I'll get in trouble if I do that. I just like just take the new number. It's not a big deal. Like numbers change all the time.
No, I'm going to call AT&T business right now.
You know, when there's area code changes, people have to change their numbers. That's just how life is. Like numbers.
No, it isn't. I'm sorry. You've done something incorrectly. You can clearly see the number was taken.
Numbers are never permanent. Like numbers don't belong to anybody. You're just leasing them from the phone company.
I'll talk to AT&T.
Well, I can put you through to my supervisor, but they're going to tell you the same thing.
Let's do it. Put me through to your supervisor.
Okay. Well, don't. It's a female. Don't be sexist. It's Carol today. Do you want me to put Carol on?
I'm gonna speak to everybody I need to speak to. Yes.
Okay. Can you just please hold for 1 second? I'll page Carol over here. Hello.
I'm here.
I'm asking if you can hold.
I'm waiting for Carol.
Okay, well, you didn't give me any confirmation. All right, here, just a minute, please.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. My pussy good, pussy...
This is a bad deal.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Hi, Carol.
Hey there.
I've just had one of your agents inform me that he wants my phone number. Or that he's already given my phone number away that I've had for 20 years.
Is that this 1397 number?
That's correct.
Oh, yeah, that belongs to...
It belongs to Incorporated.
Oh, no, not anymore. It belongs to a landscaping company and...
No, that is me. I am a general contractor in...
Oh, well, is your company name Royco Landscaping?
No.
Oh, well, that's who owns it now. It's Royco Landscaping.
Well, that can't be because this phone number has belonged for close to 15, 20 years.
Yeah, it looks like it was changed.
On all my advertising, we're talking $30,000 worth of advertising.
Well, it was changed today. So, it was changed to a new number. You're going to have to change your advertising.
Oh, really? I'm going to have to change all my advertising because you guys stole my phone number?
Well, we didn't steal it. It was just a simple mistake.
You did.
No,
you need to call your landscaping contractor back and tell him the phone number was unavailable because he owns the phone number.
But we already gave it to him, and we don't want him to be unhappy.
I've been a customer of AT&T for 15 years more.
So you're not going to go anywhere. Like he's a brand new customer. We don't want to lose him.
Yes, I am. I'm gonna cancel you in just a minute.
We don't want to lose him as a customer.
First, I'm going to call customer service. How could you give my phone number away?
Well, it was just, I guess, Carrie, like...
It's not a mistake. You gave my phone number away to somebody else. You can clearly see when you try to give it to somebody that it's taken.
Yeah, well, no, it's not that apparent on the computer, because he wanted a personalized phone number, and he asked for yours specifically.
He can't take my phone number. He wants my phone number because he wants my business contacts.
Oh, no, you don't need to be
that
paranoid.
That I've been working on for 20 years.
No, you're just being paranoid. It's not like that. I think it's just an honest mistake.
Okay, well, undo the honest mistake and take care of my company.
But then he'll get mad at us and he might leave us.
I don't care. I'm gonna raise havoc with you if you steal all my customers.
Well, no, it's not us stealing the customers. It would be Royco.
You gave my phone number away.
Yeah, but
it's my personal phone. I'm a president of a corporation.
Well, you don't need to yell at me.
You can't give my phone number away.
You don't need to yell at me. I get enough of that from my husband.
Well, help me here. Keep my phone number and keep my business. People call me every year, repeat, at this phone number.
Yeah, but, you know, now they'll just be dialing a different
phone
number.
And now you want to give it to a landscaper who's in direct competition with me?
Oh, well, you don't need to be like that about it. There's enough room out there for all the landscapers. You know, it's a...
Okay,
I'm gonna
call AT&T Business Care right now, and make sure that my phone number isn't stolen by your mistake.
Wanting
to give a landscaper their personalized phone number.
It's not my mistake.
They're after my phone number because I've been in business and I'm very successful there.
Yeah, but it's not my mistake. Okay? It was Gary's mistake, and he smokes a lot of weed.
Then Gary needs to undo the mistake. He can't take phone number.
Yeah, but I think he's just really high today. He's like, he goes in the bathroom and smokes weed and stuff.
Okay, and this is a spoof call.
A spoof call? What does that mean?
So you're telling me you want me to cover for Gary's pot smoking mistake, and you want to take my phone number?
Well, pot's legal now, so it's not like it's that big of a deal. It's just
all right. I'll talk to the business department. Thanks.
Well, hey, you're it's.
He's got to know it's a joke now, right? Should I call him back and butt slam him? And I don't know what he's talking about, spoof number, because I'm calling from 420-6969. Maybe that's just how he says scam call, or that he's been punked. But he's not picking up now. He's in the process of confirming that it was a joke. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, this is Gerbil from the Gerbil and the Butt Show. Is this Cade?
This is Caesar.
Oh, Caesar, hey. I just talked to Cade, and I pretended like we were changing his number, like, just as a joke.
Oh.
And he was really mad at me.
Oh, shit. I knew it. I mean, he's just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he was not happy. Can you
Oh, man, that's our business line.
I know. He said it was worth $30,000 in advertising.
Yeah, so what he said, maybe he just threw his phone away.
Yeah, he said he was going to leave AT&T forever. But
why are you doing that joke for him?
Oh, we just thought it'd be funny. We're a couple of wacky morning DJs.
Oh, so you know him?
Oh, no, we're on the radio station. We're on the radio.
Oh, man.
So can you text him maybe and let him know that he's just been butt slammed?
Yeah, well, give him 5 minutes and I'll talk to him. And
okay, yeah, let him blow off a little bit of steam at AT&T for a while.
All right.
Is he going to take out his anger on you about this joke?
What was that?
Will he take out his anger on you?
No, he won't.
He's not going to hit you, right?
It's your fault, not my fault.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe he just likes to blame whoever's around him and just...
No, I would start getting upset when you say that too.
Yeah,
that would kill our business.
Oh, come on, don't be over dramatic.
No, I'm serious. Most of his phone calls come through that number.
Do you think Cade will appreciate his number more now? Because for a while there he completely lost it, but now he has it again.
Yeah.
So now he's just going to feel like, just extra happy about having that phone number.
Yeah, just call him back and say, hey, I got it back for you.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
He won't pick up, though.
You're lucky you're not in front of him.
Do you think he'd punch me in the face?
No, I don't think he will.
Oh.
He's a nice guy.
That's good. Good to know.
All right,
well...
I'll give him a call and see what he thinks.
Yeah. Tell him it's a really funny joke by a local wacky morning DJ.
Uh-huh. All right.
Thanks.
And try it again above 10 minutes.
Yeah, probably not, but... Okay, I might. I don't know. All right. Thanks. Thanks for the information. Bye.
Bye.
What a nice guy. I was really hoping Cade would pick up so I could get his reaction to the butt slam sound effect.
Tree experts, Jennifer, how can I help you?
Hey, Jennifer. This is Steve Day from T-Mobile.
Yes, Steve. Hello, how can I help you?
I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number. Your business phone number there.
You might have to call somebody else about that. When did that, why?
I was just, I was helping another customer, and I just clicked on the wrong thing, and I accidentally gave him your phone number.
You can't do that. This is a business.
I know.
I'm sorry.
But I didn't mean to. It was just an accident.
Nope. You're going to have to call. You have to do something else. This is a business phone, and I'm not that person you need to talk to.
So,
who should I talk to?
This is I'm not the owner of this business.
Can we just tell him you did it?
No, you.
So I guess that's a no. Let me call her right back. I mean, come on, you don't just hang up on T-Mobile.
Thank you for calling.
And now they're not picking up. They're suddenly closed for some reason.
Tree Service, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Gary from CenturyLink.
Hello.
Hello. I'm calling to let you know you're going to be sharing your business phone line with another company from now on.
What?
It's going to be like a time sharing thing. We're going to be, sometimes they'll be ringing at your place and then other times they'll be ringing at this other business because we're running out of phone numbers in the area.
What? Is this a joke?
No, I wouldn't kid about this, ma'am. It's just a thing we're doing. We have no choice. We have to do it. Your phone's just going to ring about 50% of the time from now on, and the other 50% it'll ring somewhere else.
What?
Why do you keep saying what?
Who is this?
This is Gary from CenturyLink. Ma'am?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, we just have to double up on the numbers. There's another tree service in the area. They're going to be using your number part-time.
Okay, no.
What do you mean, no?
No.
Oh, no, you don't get a choice. It's just the way it's got to be.
Who is this?
I already told you twice now. It's Gary from CenturyLink.
Okay, well, can I talk to somebody else from CenturyLink?
Why can't you talk to me? I don't understand.
Who is this, for real?
It's Gary from CenturyLink. Why do you think I'm not Gary from CenturyLink?
Because what you're saying is ridiculous. It could not be true.
No, it's just something we have to do.
We've had the same phone number for over 50 years. Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, that's the reason. Like, after you have it for so long, you just kind of have to share it with other people or give it up to
a new
person.
Okay, seriously, who is this?
It's Gary from CenturyLink.
Okay, well, I want to talk to somebody else then.
All right, I can get my supervisor if you want to hold on.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Yeah, a guy just called me from CenturyLink saying that our phone is going to ring only half the time now, that we have to share our business phone with somebody, some other tree service.
Yeah, that was Gary. He transferred you to me. So that's true.
Yeah.
What can I help you with?
What do you mean that's true? What can you help me with? We can't accept that.
Well,
what do you mean? Like, our phone's going to only ring half the time, and half the time our people that try to call us are just going to get some other random number?
Well, it's not
that's
a random.
Dumbest thing I've...
It's not random. It's another company. They're called Tree Services. It's just going to ring
there.
That's
the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Well, this has got to be a joke.
No, we wouldn't kid about this, ma'am. This is a Christian company. It's just, we're running out of phone numbers, running out of area codes. And
that's just not going to work for us. We can't do that.
We just have to double up.
We can't share our phone number with somebody else. I mean, that's like, seriously, how would that even work? That makes no sense.
Well, they have to share it with you, too. It goes both ways, you know.
No. No. It makes no sense. Absolutely not. No.
That's just the way it's going to be from now on. It's not a big deal. Like, just let people know that sometimes they'll reach you. Sometimes they'll reach this other company. It's called Tree Services.
Are you joking me? That's not a big deal?
Well, it's better than losing your number altogether. Sometimes we just have to give away people's phone numbers.
Oh, my gosh, this seriously cannot be real. You guys are telling me that people are going to call our phone number that we've had for over 50 years and that you guys have to give it to some other tree service? No, give some other tree service. Have them share numbers.
Why them and not you? Like, don't you like Sharon?
This cannot be real. This cannot be real. The way you guys are talking and everything is so unprofessional. This cannot be real.
Well, it sounds like you
can. But
you're being kind of greedy. Like learn to share. Like that's what they teach you in grade school. Learn how to share.
Okay, who is this?
This is Carol. I'm with CenturyLink. I'm the supervisor here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to have to work something out then with somebody else.
Well, what do you mean with somebody else? Like all the numbers are disappearing. They're getting rid of area codes and freeing it up so there's more IP addresses on the internet. Like they're reusing the bandwidth, the frequencies. Like you just don't understand how the world works, lady. This is just how it is. Like who uses phone numbers anymore anyway?
Oh my gosh, this is a joke, right?
No,
Who uses phone numbers anymore?
Well, yeah. Like have you ever heard of like, you know, FaceTime or Skype or Facebook and you know, there's just so many ways to communicate that's, you know, doesn't use telephones now. Like maybe you should just get with the times.
This has got to be a joke.
I think you're a joke.
This is a joke.
Like why do you keep saying that?
Now you're calling me a joke. Who is this for real? Where's this coming from?
You've called me a joke like 100 times now and I'm tired of it.
No, I said this has got to be a joke.
Well, you're being very insulting. You're being very insulting.
How am I being insulting? You guys are calling me and telling me that when people call our phone number, it's just going to go to somebody else. That's like, I can't even believe what you're saying. It can't be true. It just can't be real. It's got to be a joke.
Well, it sounds like you just don't know how the world works is what the problem is. Maybe you should get your husband. Like, get him on the phone.
My husband?
Yeah, somebody. Just get a man. You know, somebody who knows what they're doing.
Okay, who is this for real? I'm not falling for it. I'm done.
I've told you already. This is Gary from CenturyLink.
Oh, you're Gary now.
Oh no, I mean Carol. I'm Carol.
Oh yeah. Oh, now you're Carol.
Gary's the other. Gary's the other guy.
Oops. Sorry.
I'm having a problem here. Excuse me.
Hello.
No, I'm still. I mean, hold on.
I'm still here. Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
What in the world is this? Now I'm creeped out.
We're having technical issues here with the phone company. That's all.
Who is this girl?
Okay, look, I'm going to have to come clean with you.
Okay.
Hey, lame-o. You just got full-on butt slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show on 100.9 The Gerbil. Don't let it get you down. Slamming is what we do best. To hear your call and to hear yourself get totally slammed, tune in every weekday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 to hear the Daily Butt Slam. After this pre-recorded message, you'll be transferred to one of our jockeys who will get your permission to air your slam. If we don't get your permission, we'll air it anyway, because we're totally wacky. Tune in every weekday.
Hello, this is Kevin with the radio station. Do we have your permission to air that call tomorrow morning?
Yeah, but who, like, who, how did that happen?
Oh, your husband put us up to it.
My husband?
Yeah, yep, he said it would be funny and asked us to call you, that's all.
Which husband?
You have multiple husbands?
No, but I know my husband didn't. My husband's not the one. He's not like that.
Oh, maybe you don't know him very well.
What's his name, then?
Gary?
No, my husband's name. What's my husband's name?
Oh, you don't know your own husband's name? Like, this sounds like a horrible marriage.
What?
Sounds like a horrible marriage. You don't even know his name?
No, I'm just asking because this is a business phone, so I'm wondering who actually did this. Yeah, I'm the one who answers the phone, but it could have been my grandpa. It could have been somebody else that answered the business phone.
No, it was really your husband. Your husband said to do it. Like, maybe he's developing a sense of humor or something. I don't know. He just gave us your number and said we should butt slam you.
What radio station is this?
It's 100.4, The Gerbil.
100 what?
104.6.
And what, like, what do you guys play?
Classical music.
What kind of music?
Classical music. You know, like
classical
Beethoven
music?
Bach? Huh. You know, stuff
that's
like
that's bizarre. I don't think so. There's no way that was my husband.
Well, anyway, you know, I'm tired of talking to you, so
Butt Slam.
Just hang up on her. That's how I hang up on people now. With JD's Butt Slam jingle. I'm not sure she believed any of that at any time, but she was still fun. I approve of that call. And I am now convinced that nobody can hear that Pussy Good song over the phone. Like, it's just not coming through or something. How does nobody make a comment on that? I mean, that one guy, he said something earlier, I forget what he said, which seemed related to the music, but maybe not really, I don't know. So I think maybe it's time that I change the whole music to something with more vocals and less instruments that might come through a phone line better. I wonder if I could call my own phone and play that hold music through the phone, but mute it on this end so we only hear it coming from... No, that wouldn't work. But what I can do is I can just call myself and see if I can hear it on my cell phone, and I'll report back to you guys and let you know how it sounds. So there it is. My cell phone just rang. Mute my cell phone, and I'm going to play the music.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. My pussy good, pussy sweet.
Yeah, okay, so the way it's coming in, I think the lyrics are not completely apparent. Like, I can hear it just fine, and I know what they're saying because I know the song, but I can see most people not actually understanding what they're saying exactly, so that makes sense. Yeah, I gotta change that. Some people have sent me alternatives to that song, which I think might work better, and I still have them sitting in my email box. I'll change that one of these years. And by the way, what the hell is up with that lady having two different husbands? Isn't that illegal? She's gonna be, like, looking for the classical music station tomorrow morning. Hoping to hear the call to her. Hey there, this is Steve Dave from Verizon Wireless.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number today.
What do you mean?
This phone number that I just called you on, that one's going to be changed to a new phone number. You're not going to...
The 29 number?
Yeah, it's not going to work anymore.
You can't change it.
Why not?
Because it's my fucking business number, that's why.
Well, hey, it's just a little problem we had here, a little glitch, and we're just going to have to change it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever. I don't think so.
I've got the new number here if you'd like it. No, I'm completely serious, sir. I'm with Verizon Wireless. This is Steve. It's just...
you better not change my number.
Well, we gave your number to somebody else. Somebody else has it already. No, they outbid you on it.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Well, you're gonna find out when people try to call you and they get someone else.
Okay, so how can you do that? How can you just change my number?
They outbid you on it. They just bid a higher...
Who did?
It's some other local company. I'm not really allowed to say. You can call the number and they'll answer, I guess, but it's just something that happens from time to time. If they bid enough money, we'll give your number away. You don't really own your number. You're just kind of leasing it from us, from the phone company.
So why didn't anybody tell me that to begin with?
Well, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm calling you up to let you know you've been outbid on it and you have a new number. And I have the new number here if you'd like it.
I don't even believe this. You can't be serious.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. It's not my fault exactly. I just work here. I'm just calling to give you your new phone number.
Okay, well, who's your supervisor? Let me talk to him. I have this as a business line, as a fucking line, like on a website, dude.
Yeah, but I don't know what that even means. A lot of people have businesses.
So you don't know what a business is with a website?
Yeah,
I'm sure that you do.
Yeah, but you sound like you want me to be impressed by that. But yeah, I can get my supervisor.
Dude, where the fuck are you? Just give me a fucking supervisor, man.
Okay, all right, just a minute.
Before I get fucking pissed off.
Let me put you on hold just a minute.
Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good enough to eat.
pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Who is this?
This is Carol from Verizon Wireless. Can I help you?
I think that you guys were—I think you guys were fucking with me.
You don't need to curse at me, sir.
No, but I think that you guys were messing with me because the guy just told me that you guys are changing my number. How do you change somebody's number?
Oh, it's easy. We just type it in the computer and it changes to a new number. Did you not want it changed?
No. Hell no.
Well, it looks like I'm looking here at your record. It looks like you were outbid on your phone number.
This just doesn't make no sense. I've had phones for probably longer than you've been alive. And this has never happened to me. That's why I think this is bullshit. I think this is a fucking lie. Somebody's fucking with me.
Okay, you don't need to curse at me, sir. I'll hang up.
I'm just gonna hang up.
Okay, but your number's not gonna work anymore. Okay, there he goes.
Damn it. That one seemed like it could have been really great, but he kept figuring it out over and over. He kept believing it and then figuring it out and then believing it again and cursing at me.
It's Bob.
Hey, Bob. This is Carol from Verizon Wireless.
I'm sorry, it's who?
This is Carol from Verizon Wireless. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number today.
You're changing my phone number?
Yeah, we're changing the number that you're on right now. It's going to be a brand new number. The old one's not going to work anymore.
Why is that?
I was setting up another customer's phone line, and I accidentally gave him your phone number. So I'm sorry about that, but your number is going to change. Would you like the new phone number?
No, that's not going to happen. I'm going to sue the shit out of you.
No, it's already happened. I'm actually calling you on your new phone number. I'm sorry about this, sir.
No.
Yes, I'm absolutely, it's already happened. I have your new phone number. Would you like your new phone number?
No, I cannot have a new phone number.
But I already did it. I'm sorry, I gave it to somebody else. I've only been here a week.
No.
I don't know how the computers work yet. I'm sorry.
And you said you're with what company?
Verizon Wireless. I'm in the customer service center here with Verizon.
No, you're not changing my phone number.
No, you don't understand. I already changed it. It's done. Like, your old number doesn't work anymore.
Well, you need to change it back.
Well, I can't because I gave it to somebody else.
Well, you need to take their phone number away from them and then give it back to me.
Well, then I'll lose a sale if I do that. Because we get paid on commission. I'll lose a sale.
Well, and if you give my phone number to somebody else, you're going to have a lawsuit on your hands.
Well, I won't. I don't have money. Like, you can't sue me. I'm a minimum wage worker.
Okay. Put me over to your manager, please.
Okay. Well, you don't need to yell at me, okay? Because I'm having a hard day, and you're going to make me cry, and I don't think you really need to talk to my supervisor. I'm on my period right now. I just don't need this today, okay?
Well, put me over to your manager.
Really? Because I'm going to lose...
Put me over to your manager.
I'm going to lose my commission.
I don't care. Put me over to your manager.
All right. Just a minute, sir.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat.
Hello, this is Steve Dave. Can I help you?
What company are you with?
Verizon Wireless.
Okay.
What can I do for you?
Whoever the lady I was talking to is very unprofessional.
Well, that was Carol. She's only been here a week, so I'm sure she means well.
Uh-huh. So you can't give my phone number to somebody else?
Yeah, I'm looking here on the computer. It looks like she already gave it to another company because they were asking for a personalized phone number and it just happened to be yours. So it looks like it belongs to some kind of a landscaping company now.
Yeah, well, you can't do that.
Well, it's already done. Like, Carol already gave it away to a different company. But I have your new number here, if you'd like that.
No, I'm a business myself, so I need to keep my phone number.
Well, you've got a new phone number. You're just going to have to give your new phone number out to people.
No, I've got advertising under this number.
Yeah, so just change the advertising. I don't see what the big deal is, but I have your new phone number here. Aw, fucking Bob. First he makes Carol cry, and then he hangs up on me.
Tree service.
Hey there, this is Roy. I'm with Quest.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number today.
Why?
It's just we've given it to somebody else.
I don't think so. I've had this phone number for 32 years. You're not giving my phone number away.
Well,
this is a business.
Yeah, I realize that. It's just I accidentally put it in the computer as somebody else has it now. So now
make it go back. You are not changing my phone number.
We have to give it to him. We already promised
it. You get me a supervisor. You will not change my phone number.
Don't yell at me. I'm sorry. It was an accident.
Well, it's not my problem. You fix it.
Okay, well, I can't fix it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, it's already done, and he says he's already gotten his business cards printed with his business
phone. I have been in business for 32 years with the same phone number. You will not change my phone number. I don't care what your other person has said.
Yeah, but
get me a supervisor immediately.
But I work on commission. I'll lose the sale.
I do not care.
But it's just that I work on commission, and I'll lose the sale.
I don't give a shit. Get me a supervisor.
All right. Well, I'm going to get in trouble, so if you're okay with that, I'll get my supervisor.
I'm okay with that. It's not my problem.
Well, you just don't care about anybody but yourself then, do you?
That's right.
Apparently. All right, let me get her. Bitch.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line.
Just tell me a bit.
Be answered by the next available representative.
I'm changing your phone number. No, you're not. It's somebody from Quest. Well, I work on commission. Somebody's already got their business cards printed. Not my problem. How can that even happen?
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Carol? Are you from CenturyLink?
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
So I just got a phone call from somebody there stating that they want to change my phone number.
Oh, yeah. Here, let me check on that. Looking on the computer. Oh, yeah. You have a new phone number already. I've got the number here if you'd like it.
No, 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 no.
Yes, you do.
I've had this phone number for 32 years. Well, nobody asked me. Nobody's changing my phone number.
Well, not that phone number, because you have a new phone number. You're talking on it already. It's a brand new phone number.
I don't know what you people are doing.
Which, changing your phone number, ma'am.
No! Who gave you authorization to change my phone number?
It looks like Roy was setting up service for someone else, and he gave them your phone number.
No, uh-uh.
Yes.
That is not going to work for me. I've had this number for 32 years. I am a business. You don't just change my business phone number without asking
me. But it's too late. Like, it's already happened.
It is not too late.
The order went through.
You change it back.
I think you're going to have to contact the business that bought it and maybe buy it from them.
The business that bought it? Are you kidding me? No, yeah, this is my phone number.
It's a local business. It's some sort of a landscaping company. You're going to have to, like, work it out with them.
No, I am not going to work it out with them unless you want my attorney to contact you. I don't appreciate your representative calling me a bitch. I don't appreciate your representative changing my phone number. Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, no. Roy would not do that.
You know what? I think that you are just mistaken.
Well, that seemed uncalled for. I am not mistaken. Oh.
Darn, I thought she was trying to pick up the phone. Maybe she was, but it hung up. She's gone. I think I'm done with these for the day. I think no matter how hard I try, it's not going to get any better than that very first lady from today's show. So that's it. It's over. Let's listen to some voicemails.
Hey, Brad. Dad here. Just want to let you know that me and my son were listening to your
your cow tipping escapades and helicoptering and droning on today's show. And he's playing hooky from school. He's sick. So we had a good time listening to your show. But watch the language, man. He really, 12-year-old shouldn't let me hear that.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm trying to be a respectful, responsible dad and make sure he doesn't hear bad words. So please do your part. All right, thanks, Brad.
Okay, I'll try not to curse anymore on my show. Just so everybody knows, from now on, no more cursing in this show. And I was disappointed, because I thought you were going to say your son played hooky and you guys went cow-tipping together. That would have been much more cooler.
Hey, it's SP-Link. I'm not sure why whenever I react to the Patreon, my real name comes through and not SP-Link. I thought for sure I put that in.
What's wrong with your phone?
So in order for me not to be doxxed, I am changing my name to the artist formerly known as SP-Link. That should probably throw people off the scent.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to call and give a shout out to, on the Discord, the prank bot, the now PLA-ing, I think that it's called, that room on Discord, that people can find in the show notes. I was listening to it last night, and I left it on when I fell asleep, and I had a really weird dream where I gave you a prank number, a number to prank of a bowling alley that I go to, and they found out it was you, and you snitched on me, and I got really, really angry and stopped my Patreon payment. It was a really fucking weird dream. I really need to stop falling asleep with that on.
Okay.
Okay, bye!
Wait, you stopped your Patreon in the dream, or in real life, because of the dream? Very confused about that. But yeah, I think I've mentioned that before, that there is now a voice channel on PLA's Discord that just plays prank calls all day, like snowplow shows and other PLA shows. And if anyone thinks to switch it over, it also plays various mixlers and stuff like that. Like today, Wasted Memory did a show, and somebody set up Wasted Memory's mixler to play. So it's like a live listening room. You can go in there and hang out, listen to pranks. It's lots of fun. Everybody should join our Discord. You can find a link in the show notes at snowplowshow.com. Down there in the community section.
Hey, it's your internet girlfriend. I was wondering, as a new listener, relatively around November 2018, I've been listening.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever dabbled into or were interested in listening to pre-recorded soundboard prank calls?
No.
Even for a hot second, you ever dabbled in that kind of stuff or enjoyed people who played soundboards?
It can be fun. Phone calls? Sometimes. Usually not, though. I've heard some okay soundboard pranks. I like the ones where people yell at soundboards. Those are fun. But usually people are just confused and...
Holy shit, you changed the message! Hey, you got a call the last time, a voicemail that said that they didn't like the music because some of it was, you know, kind of simple and, you know, they were just basically, you know...
But throwing a bunch of music snobs.
Together, whatever. But I really like it. I like the really complicated stuff.
See?
It's really elaborate. But I also like the stuff that's really simple and kind of goofy. And I also like the really weird shit, too. So, yeah, not everyone hates it. Cactus, cactus.
You just like everything.
Hi, Bradley. I was just calling to find out who's a good boy.
It's me.
Keep up the great work,
I'm the
man.
Good boy.
You're killing it.
It's me.
Hey, Brad. Whoa, your voicemail changed. It's Dr. Ives. I was just calling because I was curious, so... This character, Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton, you know, the astronaut who
I've heard of him.
Beams down stuff from space, from the International Space Station.
Yeah, he's always doing that.
Controls cows or sends microwaves into people's houses.
Drops a socket
wrench.
I'm curious
what branch of the military he's from, because if his rank is lieutenant, okay, so here's the thing. Astronauts,
I don't know.
There's only two ranks. Either, you know, an astronaut, or before they're an astronaut when they're a candidate, they're called an ASCANT. And I was wondering if Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton was in the armed services as a lieutenant, or if that was more his former role before he became an astronaut, or what. So
you're overthinking this.
I want to introduce them if they know about the ranks. They might be a little confused. Anyway, you should clarify next time someone asks who Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton is that he's an ASCAN. All right, great.
All right.
Talk to you later. Bye.
ASCAN. Got it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just, you know, it's just a character name out of an old movie, right? An 80s movie called Inner Space. There's a guy in there, he wants to be an astronaut, and he's a lieutenant, and his name is Tuck Pendleton. And instead of being an astronaut, he gets injected into some guy's body, if you know what I mean. I don't know how astronaut ranks work.
Hi, Brad. I was looking back at your old shows, and, you know, that time that you had that FBI thing raiding all that.
Yeah, let me think. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I've been thinking... you blame people and all your patrons for the shows. Now, why didn't you just tell the FBI it was one of your patrons doing that and it wasn't you?
That's what I should have done.
You know, that's something to think about.
Yeah.
All right, man. Bye.
Too late now. Thanks for giving me that advice now. No, I tried. They just weren't buying it. I forget who the sponsor of that show was that got me in trouble. I guess it was several shows. But yeah, I tried to throw all of those sponsors under the bus, and the FBI is just like, yeah, right. We know it's you. You're under arrest. So that was the last voicemail. That's the end of today's show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Lord and Lady of Veggies, David J., Micro Corgi, Rumpled Foreskin, and Jamie F. If you'd like to be a supporter of the show and get extra shows every single week called The Hobo Sodes, you should do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. There is now 167 Hobo Sodes for you to listen to, which is something like 70 hours of extra material that you can hear. You should at least sign up for 1 month and just steal it all and listen to it and then unsubscribe. That's what I would do.
Headed up to Roy, New Mexico for some October snowplow shows. I got my cactus on. I guess I'm gonna become a damn Patreon. Because sweet tits, I love you so. True Green, Skippy, and all of Roy Coe. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 whole days putting notes all over the place. And I wanna watch Pikachu start a gang fight. Yeah, it's been quite a summer. Flaming darts and 7-Eleven's name. And when I was out on vacation, you fuck with a dog with war crime fame. And Ding Timber, I love you so. But goddamn, motherfuckers, time to go. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 old days putting notes all over the place. And watch Pikachu start a gang fight. I can't help it, honey, baby, sweet tits. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night Reba McEntire got caught and she laughed out loud. PLA. La 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 la. I hope you're enjoying the weather. I know that it's rainy up there. I left you a message on Tuesday, but it didn't get played on the air. Ding Timber has warned me quite thin. Can't wait to hear from corporate again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. Cactus?
Man, fuck you, suck a dick. What are you, a cop?